So we send out an email to the church too, saying like, go buy gifts.
Pastor Jeremy Vandergallion's voice echoes through empty halls of Pine Grove Community Church in Rhinelander. There are few people here now, and there will be few here on Sunday during worship time.
So we'll have 8 people in the building, somebody running the live stream and sound. We have 2 pastors. We'll both be here, and then we have 4 musicians.
That's it. Usually, about 250 people come to worship on Sunday mornings. Coronavirus fears knocked that down to 180 last Sunday.
We asked them when they walked in to wash their hands.
It was likely the last service those people will attend for weeks, if not months. This week, Vandergallion has spent much of his time setting up a live video stream to be used at home by his congregation for Sunday services. The readings, music, and sermon will be delivered from the church to computer screens and speakers, not in-person eyes and ears.
The difficulty is people need people. Like, the reason that we do church is because we want to get together. We're a body of Christ. And so that technology can't substitute for that. But it's going to have to for a bit.
A single video camera at the back of the sanctuary will capture the service. Pine Grove has never live streamed before, making this something of an experiment.
It's like a camping trip almost. You know, like, it's out of the ordinary. We're going to make the best of it. You don't have all the normal things, but we're gonna have fun doing it.
Young families are overrepresented in the congregation. Vandergallion doesn't anticipate they'll have any trouble accessing the services.
We also do have a quarter of our people are 60, 70 plus. And, you know, how do we help them make sure that they can access this? So we're having people on call that as they try to get into it, if they're having struggles, we'll go there and try to help them.
It's actually those older people, Vandergallion feels, that may be the most circumspect about coronavirus precautions.
And almost like really tempted to buck the constraints. I've lived my life. I trust God. Big deal.
Vandergallion says Sunday's sermon will have a special message, one targeted at the current virus situation. It will draw on Philippians chapter 4, which tells people, do not be anxious for anything.
The whole point of it is, anxiety always is a lie, that the circumstances are the God. Like, the circumstances control you. The circumstances are telling you the truth, and they're not. They're lying. And so the way to combat it is, God. Look at God. Look at what he's like.
At 9 o'clock Sunday morning, Pine Grove members will flip open their computers and find the church's live stream. Pastor Jeremy Vandergallion will grab a microphone and start speaking to an empty sanctuary. After the service, he'll probably check the number of viewers, the new way to count church followers in this new reality.
And so I guess it's kind of like the winter before the spring, and that's how we're going to look at this. This isn't ideal, but it's what we can do, and can't wait for it to be over.
In Rhinelander, Ben Meyer, WXPR News.